Okay, well, that was nice. Let's take a call from Nancy here before the break. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. I wanted to thank you. Last week I called in about my dad and his diarrhea problem, and your recommendations solved it the very next day. So,
oh my gosh, that's
that was
great.
Good. He was happy. Good. So my problem today is my mom has a small intestinal bowel overgrowth and several bacterias, and so it was recommended that she take paramycrocidin, and then I also checked with pharmacist, and he also recommended freeze-dried garlic. So she's got the problem is she's got too much gas. And even when she was just on the paramycrocidin alone and no garlic, she still had too much gas. And so she's been trying this product called GasX that you buy over the counter that has simethicone as the active ingredient, and that's not really solved the issue either. Mm-hmm. So I know that her small intestinal bowel overgrowth only showed a methane gas, and then the Citrobacter fruendi, I noticed on one website it said that that produces hydrogen sulfide, so that's gas too. So anyway, I know when the bacteria are dying, they can produce gas, but is there a supplement that you would recommend to try to deal with this, or what are your ideas?
Yeah, just for the folks listening too, you know, it sounds like she's got some specific abnormal bacteria that are in her gut. You must have done a stool culture already?
Yes.
Okay. So for a lot of people, you know, the gas production is either from perhaps too much yeast in the gut, or it could be even from the die-off. The paramycrocidin and the garlic can be pretty effective at killing off all kinds of different critters in there. So,
well, I think she does have a yeast issue too, because when she eats bread, she thinks she has a yeast issue, and so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's allergic to yeast or I don't know what.
Well, and sometimes in a stool culture, it's hard to measure how much yeast is in there. So a more objective test is something called a microbial organic acid test. And that's a urine sample to measure how much of these organic acids that are produced by the yeast and the fungus is showing up in the urine. So it's a little bit more objective, I feel.
Okay.
But the Citrobacter fruendi is kind of a nasty bug. It's and what's interesting is a lot of labs will only consider it as sort of a bug that's along for the ride. It's not going to drive you to the hospital or anything, but when it gets out of hand, when it gets too much, then definitely it can cause some of these symptoms. That paramycrocidin, I think, is a great product. It's a natural product for people that aren't aware of it. Normally, I'll use like 2 caps 3 times a day for a full month to get rid of the Citrobacter. So I'm not sure if she's reached that level yet. The way, a lot of people need to just start really, really slowly to avoid some of the die-off symptoms. So, and I always have people increase their fiber also, which helps to, you know, just kind of sweep things through, and, you know, so you don't have to feel the die-off as much. The extra fiber seems to help to avoid that.
So I've got some psyllium husks, this ground powdered stuff.
Uh-huh.
Would a teaspoon of that on an empty stomach be enough? Or
Yeah, I would start. I start with a teaspoon typically, and then you can gradually increase. So, normally, when you start a fiber supplement like that, you're going to become more thirsty because it needs a lot of moisture to get through the colon. So, normally, you could stir it in water and down it, and then take another cup of water afterwards, and that usually is enough. So. But sounds like you're on the right track. The paramycocytin is probably the best thing for that. But, you know, if that once you get rid of that, then the yeast may be the primary gas producer at that point.
Well, I mean, I don't think taking the freeze-dried garlic hurts anything. Do you?
No.
Okay.
No. It's often useful for yeast or fungus also.
I mean, I guess it could be contributing to the gas if maybe she has sulfur or sulfate problems or sulfate to sulfite problems. But
yeah, that's true.
I don't know for sure that she has that. But I did notice it. I came across something and it talked about a fennel seeds in a supplement being good for gas. I mean, are you familiar with this product, GasX?
Well, a little bit. You know, GasX is one of those things that I think primarily helps with some of the phytates in beans and grains more than anything. So if you're eating a lot of Mexican food or a lot of beans, I would say the GasX might be helpful. But I think she has a whole different issue going on. And she may be lacking in pancreatic enzymes or hydrochloric acid, perhaps, but sometimes that's the underlying cause that leaves you a little more open to abnormal bugs. But yeah, the GasX probably won't be helping.
So so she could increase her fiber, mm-hmm. and
yeah, you can gradually go up to maybe a tablespoon or even a couple of tablespoons, and that really sweeps things through. But you want to do that very, very gradually. You don't want to get stopped up if you're not used to fiber. So,
when you say you want to go up on the paramicrocytin, okay, you know, you take one pill maybe three times a day for what, 3 or 4 days, and then we bumped up to like two pills. So you think maybe we bumped up too fast?
Possibly.
Or it's hard
possibly
to say.
Yeah, normally I'll start with one cap a day and just see how you do, and then gradually increase till you're up to like two caps three times a day. And if that's, you know, if you can handle that, then I do that for a full month, and that usually wipes it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I read about the fennel seeds, you think that's okay to try, but maybe not going to solve anything or help much either?
I don't think it's going to help that much. It's I know it's helpful in absorbing some of the gas, but it's not going to block it that much, Nancy. It's one of those things that, you know, I stopped using it a while ago because it just didn't seem to do enough. So.
Okay.
I would look at other things.
Okay. And then
could I we definitely need to take a break here, so let's have you hold for just a second and we'll come back to you, okay?
Thank you.
Mhm. And I'm going to go right back to Nancy to finish up her call. Hello, Nancy, you still there?
Yes. I also I read once that it said a manganese deficiency can make you have extra gas.
That's interesting. No, I haven't read that. Manganese might be helpful in various digestive pathways indirectly, but I would say the gas production is more from either maldigestion, you know, lack of enzymes or hydrochloric acid, or, you know, abnormal organisms, you know, and I would say the more gas she's suffering from, the more likely it's yeast or fungal related. A lot of times we'll use a emulsified oregano tablet that's designed to get farther down into the colon. And that usually wipes out yeast and fungal infections. And again, you want to start really, really slowly and to avoid the die-off symptoms.
Okay. So if she adds the psyllium husk powder, and so she, if it's going to kind of help solve her problem, she should notice a difference in, you think, like a week and a half at the most?
I'm just wondering. That's the part that's hard to estimate because, you know, it sounds like so far we're not sure if we're dealing with a small intestine bowel overgrowth or is it a yeast problem?
No, I know she has that. I know she has small intestinal bowel overgrowth. Plus, I also know she tested having high Pseudomonas aeruginosa and high Citrobacter fruendi.
Okay. Okay, so just trying to see if I have anything on the Pseudomonas, but more specifics, I don't think I have anything on the Pseudomonas specifically, but a lot of times the paramycocidin can be powerful for a lot of different organisms, so you don't necessarily have to resort to a medication.
So if in like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks at the most, you're not seeing any improvement in the gas, then at that point you think, okay, you definitely need to go ahead and do the microbial organic acid test?
Yeah, that would be a good way to go. You know, like I say, that if she's up and running on a full dose of the paramycocidin, and you know, you might give it even a full month of that at the full dose, and then see what's left over. You know, because if she's still suffering, then it's more likely yeast at that point. Okay.
Okay. So taking this Gas-X is not really gonna hurt anything, but it's not really gonna help much.
I don't think it's gonna help over the long run. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your advice.
You bet. All right. Good luck, Nancy.